Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For me in the NFC, and I'd be okay with it.
Well, that's even higher. The
third best team in the NFC?
That's higher than I'd put them. Let me see.
I think there's a bucket of teams that are kind of all about the same. Like if you had to, I guess, like Tampa scores a ton of points. Baker did have three picks yesterday. Did have four touchdown passes. I think he's up to 15.
Yep, 15.
And they beat
the
Washington head to head. So like you kind of should give them the edge.
I have to give them the nod. Yeah.
But I think Washington is kind of in that same bucket with Tampa, Green Bay, Eagles. And I think the Niners are better.
Is more impressive than the Eagles at this point.
Yeah, it is.
Eagles, so where
but
do you
look,
have
but
them?
You're gonna,
just NFC.
I have the best in the NFC East.
You have fifth, so who are your four teams at them?
I mean, I haven't given it that much thought.
So Vikings, Detroit,
Lions,
I'll give you those two.
The Lions and the Vikings I put in front of them.
Do you put the Falcons?
I think
we'll
they're
find
kind
out.
Of
they
in
play
the same
them head-to-head.
Territory as the Falcons. I think they're kind of in the same boat.
You got to put the Bucks ahead of them because they beat them.
San Francisco,
Bucks
3-3.
And maybe San Francisco.
I would put San Francisco
then I put
ahead
their
of
Commanders.
Them.
Okay, so five.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I think they're in that range. But look, I think it's going to be a dogfight to win the division because Philadelphia could get right. Like you were saying, you were surprised that the offense didn't do better. Are they going to go a whole season without scoring in the first quarter? They have Saquon Barkley.
No, they're going to get
better.
They've
got those two stud receivers. You would think that they'd play better.
San Francisco is, you got to remember who they've beaten. They've beaten the Jets, the Patriots, mm-hmm. and they own Seattle, so they went out there and beat Seattle. But, I mean, they lost to Minnesota. They lost to the Rams. They lost to the Cardinals. I don't know how good they are. I mean, can they win the division? Of course.
They just get the benefit of the doubt.
Will McCaffrey be back? Probably. I mean, when they're healthy.
They're saying he's going to be back now? Is that what they're saying?
They're saying he's getting closer.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know what week that means. It could be 4 or 5 weeks down the road. I have no idea. But my point is their resume, even though they've got the brand and the reputation, but their season has not been good.
All right, totally. And they got the Chiefs next.
They got the Chiefs next at home. They got the Chiefs, Cowboys, Buccaneers on the road. Still have to play the Packers and Bills on the road. They got a tough test.
All right, let's bring on some of these calls. We've got people chiming in. We got Trey's, or no, I'm sorry, it's Tim. He's been on hold for almost 2 hours. Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Tim?
Timmy.
Thanks for taking me. I like the game. You know, I mean, I didn't like the loss, but I'm thinking, why don't we play up on these wide receivers? I mean, NFL tell us that we can bump these guys for 5 yards before they get started. I mean, can we slow them down? I mean, we play off too far, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you used to bump them. You can only bump them 5 yards, but you can slow them down.
Maybe they're afraid that these guys are going to get past them and don't give up deep balls, which they did earlier this season.
You think Joe Witt knows what's going on there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a defense coordinator. I mean, he has the job, but I mean, I think we're getting beat anyway.
They would rather give up these long, methodical drives, I guess, than the big plays, the explosive plays. Now, it turns out Baltimore still had explosive plays within those long drives. But let's say we were talking earlier in the show. Benjamin St. Just was matched up against Zay Flowers a lot. When Zay Flowers would just run across the field, he couldn't keep up with them speed-wise.
I don't even understand
so that's why generally they're giving space because he's not as fast.
I don't even understand the logic of that. Like, why on earth? Like, I understand he's our top corner right now, but he just doesn't measure up to a guy like Zay. Like, there's not a planet that exists where he can cover him, unless he mauls him at the line
you'd
of
have
scrimmage.
You'd have to ask him. I have no idea. Doesn't make any sense.
Put Sanistro. I mean, not saying that those other guys would do any better.
Were they
but
playing man? Was that man
shot.
Coverage?
Looked like it to me, but I'm not a decent
player. I don't know why they
would
ever play
man. I know in the one crosser, it was man coverage, and then there was like a little rub. It wasn't a pick.
One time he got screwed. The receiver got right in front of him. He had to run behind him.
I mean, it was essentially a pick.
Yeah,
it was like a crossing pattern, and
great
then
play call.
Yeah, so he got like a stay. He got a step behind. Yeah, correct.
I mean, there were like 9 before that.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. What's your beef with Cliff?
None. I mean, I don't have a beef with him. I think he's top notch. Oh. That was just one thing. But I do have a problem with all these. Design runs for Jalen. I mean, you don't have to design runs for him. We have running backs. This guy will run anyway. But don't design his run.
I don't mind one or two.
I'm cool with designed runs. As many runs as they want to give him without him snapping in half from a hit, give him all those
maybe on
runs.
The perimeter. The ones that are like between the tackles, those are the ones that are cringy.
I keep those to a minimum.
Right. Yeah. Right. Those are the ones that are cringy.
Right.
Thank you, Tim.
I mean, if a design run of a coming off the edge, fine, but having them come up the middle and
it's a little cringy. Yeah. I'm with you. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. All right, let's go to Reggie in DC. I agree with Reggie. Reggie, what's up?
Reggie,
what's going on, fellas? Hey, look, Trav say his eyes is better than Tony Romo. Okay, all right, we gonna keep that between us.
Yeah.
So listen, I don't understand how do we not say that Jaden is not. You know, every game, and since I've been a fan of this show, when we played against a good team, I'm talking last year against Buffalo, last year against Miami, all the playoff teams, we get blown out. It's not even – we lost last year to Buffalo 37-3. It wasn't even competitive.
Right.
We go on the road, play against a Super Bowl favorite, and we're with them point for point. You know, we can talk about the pass interference on St. Juice, which wasn't. We can talk about Zacharias, you know, running before he caught the ball. That stopped the drive. There's a lot of different plays you probably can point on both sides. But the bottom line is, are we a legit contender? Absolutely. Because we have a quarterback. Like, everybody, like, if you have a quarterback, you are a legit contender. Name a good upper-tier quarterback where that team is not a contender. And if so, then look at the coaching around him. Look at Dak, the coaching around him. But even with that, you still can't really count Dallas fully out because of Dak.
So what do you want? I want you to make fun of Drab. What is your thing with Drab? That's what I mean.
I don't understand Drab. I don't get it. Like, how do you
know?
What
big
are your
lips
eyes telling you?
He's getting away with his brain.
I think something is like, it's a little bit of maybe you, EB, and, you know, I would say this. I love your little quarterback, your little 5-minute offseason quarterback, because the one that's sticking in my mind that you said was Trey Lance going to be a bum.
Yes.
And he's a damn bum.
All right, I missed on Trey Lance. I'll finally admit.
He said it. Call it what you want. EB said, you know, I think y'all went on commercial break. EB said, yeah, look at three plays. Yeah, he's a running back. He can't throw. He's a bum. and guess what? He's a bum.
Right.
But I don't understand. I even screened my call. Drab, like, was when he left from Arizona State. See, the reason is all his greatness happened at LSU, and it didn't happen at Arizona
State.
I've told you that.
I know, but I keep forgetting that. I'm sorry.
Sun Devil remorse.
You know, I don't think about Arizona State.
He wasn't good enough to play at Arizona State. What do you want me to tell you?
Hold on, what? What'd you say?
He wasn't good enough to play for Arizona State.
He was at LSU.
He started as a freshman.
He's good enough at LSU.
He had 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions his last year there. We said, see you later.
You said see you later.
Drab was like, okay, you know, the chick, she dated Drab in college, and now she got Leonardo DiCaprio's a Drab man.
Right.
No, man, be happy that you had her. Be happy that she just.
Hey, are you upset that Arizona State pulled the ripcord too early?
But you want to be, you want to hate
could
her.
Be
you know what?
He
you bring up a good point. I keep forgetting that Drab is a jilted lover on this.
Yeah, this is true.
I keep forgetting.
You're a jilted lover.
You totally are. Your Arizona State quarterback went on to bigger and better things.
I never loved him in the first place.
Well,
so.
you know,
a little minor dalliance. It wasn't a full-blown love affair.
You know what? Reggie has hit on something.
He's also entrenched in his position, and last year it paid off for him because you did the same bit with Sam Howell, and you wanted him to give Sam Howell props. Okay? You
may never see.
I know, but Drab.
One of the worst Drab
held it over
collapses
you.
In his.
Just Drab had the back padding. Drab had the back padding on you because I think my perception. I could be wrong. Is he was pretty consistent in not giving Sam Howell all the praise.
He finally caved.
When?
At the midway point. Go to the tape. I remember. finally caved. And then he smashed it in the wall. Bieniemy ruined him. He ran over him with a truck. And it was over. I've never seen anything like it.
Believe me, I never caved.
You did a little bit. You started to cave.
I nearly had a heart attack when the Seahawks traded for him. The last thing I wanted was Sam Howell.
Yeah, after the swoon, but right before the swoon, you caved.
You got to get the audio.
Just go to the tape. I can't remember what week it was when he had a dynamite game.
That's convenient.
And then the swoon hit. And
I said the same thing. He throws great screen passes. That's what I said when Brian Robinson had a 50-yard touchdown.
That's what you're saying now about Jaden.
Yeah.
Same thing. He's on the same bit.
If Jaden comes out and he's got 6 touchdown passes in 6 games. I'm not ready to crown him MVP
rushing touchdowns. Don't forget
those. Right, well, I've also said I've also said he's not going to win MVP this year. That's crazy.
You said,
I think he's a future MVP.
This year, yeah.
I've said he's not going to win MVP this year. He didn't have the numbers. I've always said that.
But Drab, he's not going to cave. He's not going to cave. Jaden could throw 10 touchdowns against Carolina. He's not going to cave.
I'm aware of that.
Just because he doesn't want to just bow down to you.
But Jason, you realize EB did this bit with Drab on Sam Howell last year.
Yeah, no, I would love to get
I genuinely thought we had our guy until Bieniemy ruined him. But I didn't. But I'll say this: I never thought he was like this kid. This kid's way above. The closest comp The closest comp is Robert, but that's an embarrassing comp.
Yeah,
because
let's not
Robert's
do that again.
Toolbox has
that's been
one
like 4 straight shows.
Bring it up.
4 straight shows.
You did last time.
I did last
it's
time.
It's a
true.
Natural comparison, except that his toolbox is that little tiny computer screwdriver.
You know, it fixes the eyeglasses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Congratulations on getting your 2025 Madden cover boy. All right?
That'll be the jinx.
That's pretty good. I'll take it.
That's what Commander fans want.
No.
Winnie doesn't matter.
Don't be Commanders fans about that.
Danny Ruhier said on the show this morning, nothing else matters this year. He said that an hour ago.
He's right. We're not going to win a Super Bowl this year.
It's development year for Jaden.
It's preposterous.
As long as you're happy, you got your guy. That's all I've been saying.
Hey, I'll say this. If you care about a guy being on the cover of Madden, that's a big deal to you. You're a loser.
Hey, there's a lot of Commander fans
you're
who
loser.
Do.
I don't even know who it is.
Isn't that a
that
jinx?
Sounds like a great thing.
Has
to
been
me.
In the past.
That sounds great to me.
Was McCaffrey on it last?
There've been a bunch of guys on it.
Who was on it this year? McCaffrey.
I'm sure I
Christian
know.
Christian McCaffrey.
I have no idea.
Look what happened to him.
Oh, I know the injuries thing.
Yeah,
but
it's the Madden jinx.
The jinx, but it means he's a great player. They don't put bums on the cover.
I think that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This season does matter. I mean, obviously, it's a building block for the next 5 years, but if you're 4-2 and you got Carolina on your schedule and you got a couple other skells, you got to think about making the playoffs, winning the division.
Then that's where I'll agree with you. We brought this up early a couple weeks ago. I thought it was a little early. It will be a disappointment if we don't make the playoffs. It's not a disappointment if we lose the first round or don't get the we're not a Super Bowl contender. We're just exposed.
I would agree.
Yeah, the Ravens are a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah,
the
we're Commanders not a Super Bowl husband, but we are a playoff contender, and if we don't get there, it will be a disappointment. Yeah.
Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.